This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 433 for Tuesday, June 13th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market posted solid gains Tuesday morning, hitting its highest levels in more than 3 weeks, as gains in outside markets provide spillover support. Canola up 5 to over $8, the July contract up $7.40 at $696.40 per ton, new crop November up $8.30 at $674. Declining crop ratings for the U.S. soybean crop sent the Chicago soy complex climbing higher, and some of that buying interest spilled into canola as well. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures were also up on the day. Some dry areas of Alberta are forecast to see some shower activity this week, while the eastern prairies remain hotter and drier. The Canadian dollar, it's stronger in early activity, moving above 75 U.S. cents, and that is tempering the advances in canola to some extent. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are both higher, while wheat is mixed. Soybeans leading to the upside, with the July contract up 24 cents at $13.97 per bushel. Condition ratings for the U.S. soybean crop dipped to 59% good to excellent from 62% the previous week. The U.S. soybean crop was 96% seeded as of this past Sunday. That's 10 points ahead of average. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is set to release its new biofuel targets tomorrow, and industry officials have been urging the government agency to up the levels from the relatively small preliminary numbers put out in late 2022. Corn, it's also underpinned by declining condition ratings. The July contract up 4 cents at $6.22 per bushel. U.S. corn in the good to excellent category dipped 3 points on the week, now at 61%. Forecasts remain hot and dry across the Corn Belt, and that could cause more deterioration going forward. U.S. wheat futures, they are mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat up 2 cents in the July contract at $8.17 per bushel. Kansas City steady in July at $7.96.5. And Chicago wheat, it's up 7 cents in the July contract at $6.41 per bushel. U.S. winter wheat condition ratings improved to 38% good to excellent from 36% a week ago, and the harvest is moving forward at 8% complete. Meanwhile, spring wheat condition ratings in the country dipped to 60% good to excellent. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, June 13th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.